mean, it is back to school as we speak. Parents are dropping kids off. They're catching school buses. That bell is going to be going before very long. And that's where we're at. September the 2nd. Flip the page on the calendar. Notch another win for the Riders. How was your Labor Day long weekend? Was it busy? Did you get out? Were you enjoying it, relaxing, or were you working? I had a little bit of both. Spent actually a fair bit of time on the farm hauling grain for my brother. Harvest is well underway on our farm as it is throughout the province. So we were working on wheat all weekend, back to the city late last night. And we'll no doubt be heading back out there again this weekend. Weather's looking like it's going to cooperate. So lots going on. We will, by the way, yeah, big Rider win. Labor Day Classic got a little too close for comfort, but we're 9-2. The green and white Progs winner will be announced at 9 o'clock. As we mentioned, today is the first day of school. Kids and teachers will be hearing that first bell ring shortly. We've got a school resource officer joining us on the show a little bit later this morning to talk school safety, what you need to remember in terms of driving around the schools and keeping the kids safe. How about the Alberta, well, some are calling it a book ban. It's not a book ban, as according to Danielle Smith, the premier of Alberta. It appears to be a bit of a fight between the school division and the government. Government's got a list of restricted books they don't want to see in elementary school libraries. The school board has, according to some, including Premier Smith, cast a wide net to include some common and popular reading to try and prove a political point. We're going to open phone lines up. We'll dig into that a little bit later. Daryl Crabb will join us, Executive Director of the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation, as we get ready to kick off hunting season. We'll discuss invasive pigs in our province and private land ownership, among a few other things. And as we continue to celebrate Saskatchewan's 120th birthday this week, a Saskatchewan songwriter here with his song and his celebration of our province. That and a whole lot more coming up. Let's get started. Here is today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Well, as I mentioned, back to school today, along with the usual excitement and nerves, there's also a number of changes shaping education this year. Construction on some new schools in the province, an update on the cell phone ban, discontinuation of grade 12 provincial exams. By the way, that change room policy that we heard a few months back, where are things at with that? We're going to chat with Saskatchewan's Minister of Education, Minister Everett Hindley, joins us by phone. Minister, thanks for calling us. Happy September.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Evan. Glad to be on.
Hard to believe it's September is here. Summer has gone by in a snap, and the school season is starting. How are you feeling? How are we looking as a province as we start our school year this year?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of excitement, Evan, as we, as there is every year, as we get into the start of a new school year. There's some anticipation, some excitement, and as you mentioned, a little bit of nervousness, I think, for everybody involved. That includes the students, the teachers, the EAs, all the support staff and division staff in our schools. And, you know, we're anxious. I think everybody's anxious to kind of get back to the books again here and get back into the rhythm of things. But, you know, I think there, as you mentioned, there's been a number of changes, as there always is in the education system, as we continue to try to make sure that we are giving our students their best start in Saskatchewan schools. So we've made, you know, continued significant investments, particularly in the last couple of budget years into the education sector. This year, we're really focusing a lot more on the, you know, K-3 literacy, making sure that we give students the ability to have all the tools they need necessary at a young age to be able to succeed. So that's critical for us. You're seeing the, you know, the expansion of the specialized support classrooms project as well, to provide some additional supports for those students who might need a little bit extra help. So these are some of the things that are being implemented across schools in our province, and making sure that we are doing everything we can to support our students in every way possible.
So much of what's happening today is just getting back into routine. You kind of get lax through the summer, which is what summer is all about. But now teachers, students back in the classroom, and that includes the ban on cell phones that we saw come into play last year. Have you had much feedback on that? And do we anticipate a smooth transition back to that this year?
Yeah, we received some feedback on that, Evan. I think by and large, for the most part, it's been positive. And I can tell you, I have had some letters and some emails from students questioning the ban and why we have it in place with respect to the cell phones and in the classroom, and you know, making some very, very valid arguments, I would say, in terms of why they feel that it's important. But by and large, though, you know, I've heard from particularly from teachers and school divisions that it has been beneficial, that they have noticed an increase in students being able to concentrate and, you know, be better focused on their schoolwork. So, you know, that's been positive for us to hear. That was the intention of this, right? Mm-hmm. Was to make sure that, that there is that, you know, increased focus in the classroom on the individual, you know, student studies. So I think by and large, it has been, you know, reported back to us by teachers that it has been beneficial to helping improve what's happening in the classroom and helping students to succeed with their studies.
Everett Hindley is my guest, Saskatchewan's Minister of Education. Last week, Fraser Institute released a study on education spending in public schools in Canada. When they make adjustments for inflation, there were five provinces that experienced decreases in inflation-adjusted per-student spending. Saskatchewan was actually number two on the list. How do you see that, Minister? Is there a worry that we're losing ground that maybe we gained, I think, when we came to a conclusion in that labor agreement? It appeared as if we were making maybe some strides forward. Does this report show that we're actually stepping back? Where are we at?
Well, I think you watch what happens across the country and with education systems right across Canada. Of course, you know, you look next door in Alberta, they're getting set to renegotiate with their teachers union there. But I, you know, I'm pretty proud of the work that we are doing in Saskatchewan when it comes to our education system. The 27 school divisions in our province have receiving a $2.4 billion in school operating funding for the 25-26 school year. That's a record increase here in Saskatchewan of about $186 million or 8.4%. That's on top of the previous budget to increase into education, which was an 8.8% increase last year over the year before that. So, you know, we're making these sorts of very important, I think, strategic targeted operating investments plus into school infrastructure as well. We know that there, you know, continues to be work to be done, and that involves, you know, some of this funding includes the increase towards the new teacher CBA, other funding that we've put in place to address growing student enrollment. You look at last year, and we'll see what the numbers are as they kind of shake down with respect to enrollment at the end of September, but last year, there were about 200,000 students across Saskatchewan. That was a record number. It increased about 5,000 students from the year before. And so when you have those sorts of pressures, and they're great pressures to have in a growing and vibrant province, you do have, you know, you are sometimes playing catch up, but you want to build ahead and make sure that you're addressing some of those capacity issues. So I am, you know, I'm proud of the investments we've made into education. Yes, there's more work to do, and that's what we're going to continue to do in conjunction with our partners in the education sector.
So will we see an increase in education funding? And maybe along with that, is there room for an efficiency review? Some will suggest, and we had lots of talks, robust talks about this during the labor dispute, that perhaps we're top heavy in terms of school division administration or just administration in general. Can you talk about what can be, what needs to be done to get our funding up to where it needs to be?
Well, there's, you know, there's no limit to the end of the asks and the needs in the education sector, whether it's on, as I said, on the capital side or on the operating side. You know, we're going through the budgeting process right now as we prepare already for next year's budget right across the provincial government, but of course in the education sector. So we'll see what that looks like. And this is something that, you know, that I as the minister and our team that we watch quite closely as the year, both the school year, but the government's fiscal year rolls out. How are those investments working? How are they impacting our education sector? And are there areas that are working where the dollars that we are spending that are having, are they working really well? Are they making an impact, the impact that we expected? Or are there some things that need to be changed? And I think that's a constant effort for us to make sure that we're trying to find a way to get the best use of our dollars, because they are, you know, they're finite taxpayers' dollars when it comes to this. And so I think we watch that closely. We want to make sure that we're spending our dollars wisely and that they're getting to where they need to be, getting to the front lines, getting to the students sitting in those desks, those teachers in front of the classrooms who are teaching our kids, and plus the support staff as well. So that's something we watch very closely. We want to make sure that we are spending those dollars as best we can.
Everett Hindley is my guest, Saskatchewan's Minister of Education. A couple other things I want to touch on. We've seen a number of educational assistants laid off in this last year because of a significant cut in funding from the federal government. This is the Jordan's principal funding to the tune of $3.1 million. What's the province's role? Are you expected to pick that up? Where do you see this playing out?
Well, you know, it's important funding for the schools who have applied for it through the Jordan's principal funding mechanism. And I think, you know, for us as a government, you know, we're appreciative when the federal government is stepping in to provide that funding in these cases. But what's, I guess, a little bit frustrating for myself as the minister as well is when, for whatever reason, the federal government decides to pull back that funding. Or, you know, in the case of earlier this spring with the situation in Saskatoon, where, as I understand it, you know, it was a delayed response to the application for funding, and by the time that the school division found out, they had already hired the EAs and were left with a shortfall. And that made for some difficult decisions. So I don't know if it's responsible for the provincial government to be stepping in every time that, you know, whether it's the federal government or some other agency pulls back their funding, because we try to budget out our spending and we do so very thoughtfully and carefully in the Ministry of Education. So it is a bit frustrating. Now, that being said, we're grateful and appreciative of the collaboration we have with the federal government, and we do work well on a number of items. You know, for example, earlier this spring, we signed on to the National School Food Program with the federal government, which will start to get rolled out here this fall as well. So we're grateful for federal funding and these sorts of initiatives, whether it's that particular program or whether it's Jordan's principal. But it is, you know, a bit frustrating for us when the funding gets pulled and then the provincial government is expected to backfill that funding. So that's a challenge. It's something that I, you know, will advocate for when talking to the federal minister to say, look, this is important funding for our school divisions. But it's challenging, though, when decisions are made that have this impact on that directly impacts students in our schools.
So will you be backfilling, or will you be backfilling a portion of it, or is your position that this is the federal government's responsibility?
Well, as of today, I would say that no, we're not planning on backfilling it. We didn't budget for this. So it is the federal government's responsibility. Now, if they're making some wholesale change to the program itself and deciding to get out of it, I guess that's a different conversation to have. But they set that expectation where this funding would be available and to school divisions in specific circumstances. And so they've set that expectation. And again, that's not something we're planning for. I think at this point in time, I guess if that was to be the case, if this appears to be, you know, something that the federal government is going to continue to do, or if this is something that they're going to get out of, then I guess that's a conversation we have to have. But as I said off the top here, we're trying to make sure that the dollars that we do have from the provincial treasury, that we're spending them as wisely as possible in the education sector. And it becomes challenging when there's these unexpected expenses that come up mid-cycle.
Minister Hindley, we've only got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about, I've still got a couple more topics, the discontinuation of grade 12 provincial exams. This was announced this year. Why was that decision made? And is there a worry that we won't be able to consistently measure student performance without them?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, and this is, you know, just for a bit of background on this, I think Saskatchewan was one of the last provinces still utilizing the grade 12, you know, provincial examinations. We'd had feedback from the SSPA, the Saskatchewan School Boards Association, and President Sean Davidson, and a number of school board chairs who've been advocating for it to the government as well as others as well, advocating for the change. And I across the province, we've heard that school boards they've welcomed the announcement. It's something that they've been looking forward to, or been lobbying, I should say, advocating to the government for some time now. So that the second part of it is on the assessment piece. And as we talked about a bit earlier this year, Saskatchewan, we will be launching a province-wide student assessment program. That will happen in a phased approach where we start to roll this out over the next couple of years. And that's what we're going to try to do to make sure that we are measuring student achievement, making sure that our students are learning what they should be learning, and that they're at the levels that they need to be. And that ties into the, as I said earlier, around the K-3 literacy, making sure that kids, by the time they are exiting grade 3 and moving into grade 4, that they are reading at that grade 3 level. So the new Saskatchewan Student Assessment Program, which will be developed in consultation with our teachers and those within the education sector, that's going to ensure that we do have a proper province-wide student assessment tool in place. We'll make sure that our kids are learning what they need to learn, and are at the, you know, they're achieving what they need to achieve. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're all trying to do. It's about our students, making sure that they have the best opportunity to succeed in our Saskatchewan schools. I'm confident that this new program and these changes will help impact that.
Minister Hindley, I've only got 30 seconds, so it's tight timeline, but the change room policy, I know that was given to the divisions to come up with a policy. Is there a deadline for that to be in place, and will the province be approving them?
Yeah, so the deadline was at the end of June that all 27 school divisions had to have a policy in place and posted online on their websites for the general public to be able to view and to see. And so now with the start of school, we'll see how that rolls out. But it's our expectation as the government that, you know, the school boards, the SSBA, they ask for the authority to be able to develop these policies, to be able to implement them on a local basis, to make sure that every single student is accommodated. That means all the students, and that they have a way in place to make sure that every student feels safe and comfortable within their schools.
Minister Hindley, always appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Evan. Have a great day.
You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.